We have been dealing with quite heavy topics lately, so I thought it might be a good time to open a chapter on humor, the most powerful tool of them all, I like to think. It's fair to say that it plays a central role in the media environment. It shapes how we understand ideas, social boundaries, and even logic. My name is Camille, you're listening to Cosmic Dynamics, 5 minutes of exploration on art, change, and the music of the universe. Through our study of the arts of narratives, storytelling, and any form of subtle messaging for change communications, we have to cover humor and comedy for the simple reason that it makes us chuckle and think. There is enough for a lifetime of podcasting here, so we'll go one step at a time. First, hopefully agreeing that it is a very, very powerful tool. And it can make us think more seriously about social and political issues. Would you agree? If I ask you, what is most impactful? Well, actually, let's try a little experiment here. I'll play 2 audio segments and you tell me how you feel about each one, okay? All right. So this is Louis C.K. in 2013. Let's have a listen.
All right, I hate environmentalists. But that's what people get angry at environmentalists because they think they're slowing down the economy and creating restrictions. And a lot of these people are Christian. A lot of these people are very devout Christians. And that's such a confusing thing to me, that if you believe that God gave you the earth, that God created the earth for you, why would you not have to look after it? Why the fuck? Why would you not think that when he came back, he wouldn't go, what the fuck did you do? I gave this to you, motherfucker. Are you crazy? The polar bears are brown. What did you do to the polar bears? Did you shit all over every polar bear? Who did this? Who spilled this shit? Who spilled this? Come over. Did you fucking spill this? What is that?
It's oil. It's just some oil. I didn't mean to spill.
Well, why did you take it out of the fucking ground?
Because I wanted to go faster.
I'm not fast enough. And I was cold. What the fuck do you mean cold? I gave you everything you needed, you piece of shit.
Well, because jobs.
What is a job? Explain to me, what's a fucking job?
You go, like, you work at a place, and when people call when their game doesn't work, and you help them figure it out.
What do you do that for?
For money.
What do you need money for?
Food.
Just eat the shit on the floor. I left shit all over the floor. Fucking corn and wheat and shit. Grab it and make some bread. What are you doing?
Yeah, but it doesn't have, like, bacon around it. And, like, I like when it has, like... like bacon on it.
Okay, you get the idea. Now, this is the trailer, segment 2, the trailer from Before the Flood, the documentary film by Leonardo DiCaprio in 2016.
We've known about this for decades, for over half a century. Try to have a conversation with anyone about climate change, people just tune out.
Climate change.
Climate change.
Climate change.
And the problem seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. The truth is, the more I've learned about this issue and everything that contributes to the problem, the more I realize how much I don't know.
Oh my God! Look at how violent that
that is.
Paradise that has been degraded and destroyed. We're knowingly doing this. I just want to know how far we've gone and if there's anything we can do to stop it.
Okay, I stop here. I think we get the idea. How do you feel? Which formats and tone of voice trigger cognitive dissonance and denial? And which one gets you thinking versus submitting to distraction a couple of hours later? How does it look for most people? Okay, there's a lot to unpack here, and I really welcome your thoughts on via email and via Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. But there's a lot here we can talk about, and this is why I'm opening this new chapter, which will unfold in the coming weeks and months through episodes of Cosmic Dynamics, through interviews and social media activities, and we'll start right now announcing that tomorrow for our weekly live mix I will be revisiting an interview I produced last year with Peter Depotere, the creator of the hilarious comics character Dicky. We're going to explore the purpose and possibilities of black humor, a form of humor that regards human suffering as absurd rather than pitiable, or that considers human existence as ironic and pointless. Is it any useful? What can it achieve? In what context? That's tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central European Time on www.cosmic.show. See you then. Ciao. We'll be right back.